Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Kaya Biz.
Monday to Thursday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Kaya 959.
On the street.
On the air.
On the air.
On the air.
Hi, I'm Fopi. Hopefully, they're right. I turned a little so we can go have a coffee. Besides having a coffee, I would like to ask Unikoguti, what do I need to do to get into me to be modeling their car, if that's the word. I mean, promoting their cars, because going to work, I do 50Ks and 50Ks back, and I think it, and I get to do all these intersections in Joburg, so I'm not sure whether that would suffice in a way.
Exit to the left onto exit 152. Safarco MacGatho Drive, R513.
Me doing that traveling much a day. Sorry for this, but I'm sure Google, you can put it in a nice way.
Uncle Gray, I hear you loud and clear. You and I both, huh? Who wouldn't want to have a free ride and actually travel in it and promote it, especially if you understand unpacking the assessment of the vehicle and... What are they doing? A motor review, essentially. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll share your voice note with Nick's team to give you some feedback. As you might have heard him mention, there's a number of other vehicles in their portfolio that they will be launching later this year. But I think more than anything, he really helped us understand what needs and requirements South African consumers have. So you and I talk every day about the kind of car we want, the affordability, the experience. It's clearly something that is being implemented by many of the Chinese manufacturers in South Africa. But even some of the older brands, perhaps, you know, we've just gotten used to their offering and comfortable with their pricing, comfortable with the dynamics. And now there's a lot more competition in the market where you and I have a lot more options when it comes to vehicles. But thank you so much, Mr. Gray. Drive safely as well. You had your navigation on there, so we hope that you make it to your destination safely. But to all of you who have sent through voice notes so far, Tandani, Tembi, Grazia, Babungwenya, Maletsema, and of course, Uncle Gray, thank you. Do keep them coming because we love hearing from you. And of course, lots of conversations that we're keen to have with you here tonight on Kaya Biz. So keep sharing your thoughts. Are you in the vehicle market? Last week, you told us that sometimes you go to the original equipment manufacturer. Sometimes you decide to buy online and check out the specs. But very few of us are taking the time out to go to the independent dealerships and actually experience the vehicle. Tonight, we spoke about the growing trends of certain Chinese brands. And one thing's for certain, as Mr. Campbell's mentioned, our pockets are tight. So it needs to make sense for our money. So go ahead, have the coffee, but make sure that you take a clear assessment to judge what is suitable for your pocket and your needs ultimately, because money is a very personal matter. Speaking of personal matters when it comes to money, in a moment we're going to talk about some of the payment trends we need to be mindful of. Buy now, panic later. Or is it buy now, pay later? Well, we'll get into the deep dive of the truth and some of the aspects we need to be mindful of here, especially when it comes to online platforms allowing consumers to pay later and after making the initial purchase.
Let's get down.
Kaya Biz.
Let's get down to business.
On the street.
On the air.
On the air. Whenever you make a purchase online, have you noticed that there's a wide variety of payment options that you can choose from, right? Some offer you the opportunity to pay with your credit card, some even your debit card. Others who essentially say that you have the opportunity to buy now and pay later. So essentially paying off whatever it is you're buying for on an installment basis and over a period of 3 months typically is what you're provided for. They usually tell you that there's no interest involved, but should you skip any of these payments, the consequences can be substantial. To tell us more about this, whether we buy now and pay later, or is it buy now, panic later, why payment systems might be too good to be true, Lerato Lamola, partner at Weber Wenzel, joins us now for more. Lerato, thank you so much for your time this evening. Apologies for keeping you waiting. But let's just start off firstly by getting an understanding of the introduction of buy now, pay later payment options in South Africa. How prevalent have they been in the market?
Good evening to you and the listeners. So buy now, pay later has grown substantially over the last couple of years. There have been a couple of consumer studies that have been released that actually indicate that Majority of those surveyed have heard of buy now, pay later. And about 50% of those surveyed have used this functionality in the last 12 months.
Whoa, okay. So South Africans are aware. They're not only aware, but they're also actively making use of it. And maybe for further understanding, the principles of it sound very clear. You buy now, you pay later. You make a purchase of 1,000 rand today, and over the next 3 months, you pay a minimum amount to make sure that you then pay it off. So almost like a lay-by, but you leave with the goods as you buy them. Would that be correct?
Yeah, so that's correct. Predominantly in our online retail platforms. So if you've bought anything lately online, most of our retail platforms have the functionality where you're able to acquire the goods immediately. And it will split the cost of the good over a period of time into equal installments. And it's only where you don't make a payment on the agreed payment date where there would be potentially a late payment fee.
Got you. I think it's important as well just for us to get clarity on the concerns that we should be mindful of as South African consumers. Mm-hmm. This might come as a benefit to us, but does this fall within the ambit of the National Credit Act and all the other fiduciary laws and regulations that essentially lead to this being responsible lending to us as consumers?
Yeah, so buy now, pay later falls into a gray area in our regulations. So currently, these payment options don't fall under the National Credit Act. And that's because it doesn't meet the definition of credit as it sits in that piece of legislation. And then when we look at the other pieces of financial legislation that are out there, again, it doesn't fit neatly into any of those other pieces of legislation. So from a regulatory point of view, it is a bit gray. But currently what covers consumers are the T's and C's. So your contractual rights still exist.
Got you. The T's and C's cover you, contractual rights still exist, but where's the loophole that we need to be worried about?
Yeah, so because buy now, pay later effectively lets you acquire goods on a deferred basis, and currently it's not covered by the NCA, consumers currently under the South African market aren't required to go through an affordability assessment when they make these payments. And there are arguments on both sides of the fence why, you know, this may be a good thing, but also why this, you know, this may be a bad thing. So maybe just to touch on both sides. So why would it potentially be a bad thing? So you have, you know, consumers who are purchasing goods who may not necessarily be able to afford them. However, on the other side of the argument, you know, a lot of consumers out there are excluded from the traditional credit market because they don't have a credit history for whatever reason. So when you look at the argument from, you know, from either side, depending on which side of the argument you lie, there are pros and cons.
Got you. What I'm also keen on, as you say, pros and cons, and what we do need to be worried about, yes, the benefits do lie with us as South Africans, but there's some international practice that we also need to be mindful of around the cons here. So from a legal point of view, when it comes to the financial authorities, you know, where are we looking to cover those gaps where the gray area exists?
Yeah, so if we look at what the rest of the world is doing when they look at buy now, pay later. So in the United Kingdom, they place a high reliance on disclosure and requiring individuals who provide the service to be licensed. In Australia, they also focus on buy now, pay later falling under their credit legislation. And requiring that individuals undergo affordability assessments. Whereas in the United States, they seem to be taking more of a function over form approach. So in the US, they classify buy now, pay later as falling under their credit card laws. So I think South Africa, probably looking internationally, would probably want to if we're looking into our crystal ball and trying to not like predict, the most appropriate place where this platform will probably fall is under our credit legislation.
But that brings about further complexities here, Lerato, right? Because credit regulation means that you probably have had a proper assessment in terms of your credit capability, how much the lender can give you, that you actually can afford this. And that means additional screening and testing, which typically isn't done by the Buy Now, Pay Later platform. So there's a conundrum. Are there solutions?
Definitely.
Yeah. What's being done to solve for that?
Definitely. So maybe just two thoughts there. So I think the first thought is, you know, when we think about fintech and just innovation in the financial sector, there's always this tension between, you know, ensuring that we are providing consumers with alternative options, bringing more individuals within the traditional financial market, mm-hmm. but also ensuring that they are protected. Mm. So, you know, one of the solutions is to scope the activity into the legislation, but also make sure that that legislation is proportional and fit for purpose.
Yes.
So there is a way to scope it in without treating them as traditional credit providers, you know, and you know, almost applying a proportionality lens to the activity.
Sure. So I guess that just means that the industry is still looking at this right now, and we as consumers just need to continue to trade with caution. Would that be a fair point for us to leave it at?
Yeah, I mean, I would say to consumers, read your terms and conditions, understand what you are signing up for, and ensure that you know where to go if you have an issue or if you need to find out more.
100%. We'll leave it there for today, Lerato, but sure, such interesting times in the world of payments in South Africa. We are aware of the shifts from a regulatory point of view, the innovation that's coming on board. Financial inclusion is important, but we need to also do that responsibly. Thank you again for your time, Lerato.
Thank you.
That's Lerato Lamola, partner at Weber Wenzel, joining us this evening to help us understand more about the dynamics, grey areas that exist when it comes to buy now, pay later platforms. So read the terms and conditions. Yes, it feels good to click on the ad to your basket, checking out, and of course, clicking on buy now, pay later. But read the terms and conditions, because if you miss those payments, that's where the trouble essentially starts. Share your thoughts, 063-688-0959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.